earn our black belts in sushi this week and take in all the fall festivities. That's coming up next on this week's episode of 90.5 WESA Social Club. Hello and welcome to Social Club for the weekend of Friday, October 7th. I'm your host.
You can say it. You're the host.
It just came out. It was like, that was natural. I am your host, Sarah Kobash, the digital editor here at WESA.
It feels good to say it, right?
It does feel good. That was like the first time I said it. And of
Congrats.
Course, thank you. And with us this morning edition host, Josh Rollerson.
Hi.
And then we have host of all Pittsburgh social events, Rachel Carlson of Yelp Pittsburgh.
Every single host. Every single social event I host.
With the mostest.
Yeah. I always feel like
other than
really
the failed ones.
Introduction.
Other than the failed ones, I do not host this. I don't take any credit for
you host it online.
Yeah.
But by that reasoning, I'm the host of Morning Edition 2 to 3 days a week, I would say.
The really awesome ones.
In that case, I'm the host of social.
Yeah, the other I have an evil twin that drops in and sounds very much like me, but makes a lot of mistakes.
No. Or you're blaming your evil twin for the mistakes.
That's what I'm saying. It wasn't me.
Oh, okay.
Unless
what is
I'm the evil twin right now. You would have no way of knowing.
Yeah. What is Bizarro Josh Rollins?
Does he like to go out and party? So I'm really curious to see how the birthday boy celebrated.
Yes. How was your birthday, Josh?
Oh, my birthday.
Yeah.
It was pretty awesome. I woke up to breakfast in bed.
Aww.
And
made by your children?
With some help.
Uh-huh.
So it was.
I was like, was it
perfectly edible?
Weird. I was wondering if it was like weird children's concoction.
There's always
Play-Doh pancakes.
No, there was also some edible food on the plate too. So that was cool. What the hell? There was a barrage of like handmade gifts, which mm-hmm. was also very cute,
mm-hmm.
and then some actual gifts, and that was fun too. They brought me a birthday cake, and then went out for dinner and got some sushi with my lady wife.
Oh, where did you end up?
Yeah,
well, on Rachel's recommendation, actually, I went to the Penn Avenue Fish.
Which one?
Company, the strip one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you BYOB?
We did.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
We beat it and we deed it then. While we were there. Yeah, it was. So I'd never been there before.
Mm-hmm.
The sushi was totally on point.
Ugh, so good.
Very good. And my wife isn't a sushi person, but I'm bringing her along and I feel like progress was made.
Well,
so that was all
good. They have a full menu of fish dishes too that are stellar.
Yes, ample selection. But we went there specifically on a sushi mission.
Yeah.
So that was a success, unqualifiedly. I do have a beef, if you will, with the fish company, which is that I called ahead to reserve a table. Yes, cool, good, fine. Showed up there. And you know how there's like the dining area that's sort of cool and funky and the place where you want to have a nice dinner?
Yeah.
And then there's like the front area where you're like there's some tables kind of thrown up.
That was the original.
By the...
That space. Yeah.
So the nice part had been reserved for a wedding reception or something.
Oh no.
So so we did have a table, but it was like wobbly and it was 4 feet away from like the freezer full of
fish.
You always want the fish to look.
It wasn't really at the atmosphere I was looking for, but no complaints about the food and the prices were quite reasonable.
Just wait till you go there and watch them gutting a fish.
Oh yeah.
Because that is right in front of you.
Nice.
Yeah, eyeballs.
I actually don't think that would bother me.
That could be a draw.
It's intense.
If you're planning on that, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm curious, how far into the sushi life has your wife gotten? Is she like a California rolls?
California shrimp tempura.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, she's been a yellow belt, I guess, for years. Like, yeah,
with
no,
yellow tail.
Everybody's like avocado. California rolls don't count.
No.
I would say.
Mm-mm.
So she's been eating those. And I feel like I've taken her out for sushi at some point before and it didn't take. But I believe that you have to do a planned exposure, like sequentially, with fairly close together. Because the first time you try it, or if you tried it once years ago and never since, your brain doesn't have a map of it. Like you have no frame of reference. You don't know what this thing is, even if you know intellectually this is uncooked fish. It doesn't taste or feel like anything that your mind, your Western, non-Japanese mind, I guess, recognizes as food, or at least that was my experience, right? So the first time you try it, it was like, okay, this isn't terrible. It's interesting, but it's not necessarily good, not necessarily an eating experience I want to repeat. Mm-hmm. But then you come back in a week or 2 weeks and you try it again, and it's very different because you kind of know what you're doing. This is my theory. So she had her first exposure last weekend. We're going to go back next week or maybe
first
the week
ever?
After.
Or since a long time ago?
Yeah. First serious attempt. I think what happened before was I said, here, try this, and handed her something. And she went, ugh.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to do it right this time.
Yeah.
So I'll let you know how it works, the indoctrination.
Yeah, I'm very curious about this, actually. Also, I feel like, you know, people who love sushi are always, trying to convince people who are not into, you have to.
You do have to. And I accept that for some people, it's just not, they're not going to be into it, and that's fine.
Yeah.
But you do have to try it.
Well, I think it's a big texture thing with people.
Yeah.
I don't think it's necessarily a food in terms of liking the taste. I think it's a texture thing because they're thinking it's all going to be slimy from the sea because it's raw, but it's delicious. And then when you really dive in, do you get that? Dive in.
Nice.
You start to notice which places have the fresher fish mm-hmm. and the better options.
Yeah, if you get a fishy taste in your mouth, then it's not fresh.
I feel if you're happy to eat canned tuna, but unwilling to eat raw tuna,
you got it backwards.
You're all kinds of wrong. There is nothing better than the raw piece of tuna.
That's pretty much all I want to eat there. I'll eat the other stuff they bring out, but I'm not interested in shrimp. I'm not interested,
I always feel obligated to get a variety, but all I really want is tuna. Why don't I just get 4 tuna rolls? That's what I want.
I'm a yellowtail girl.
Yellowtail's all right. Yeah. I ate some fluke. That was a little bit, I had to do a little bit more chewing work than I wanted to.
Fluke?
Yeah, I think it was fluke. It was sort of white and,
I did have, it was one of the, it was a squid type fish, and I cannot think of the name. It was
something with tentacles.
It was real slimy, and that was the only.
Skate?
No.
I feel like all restaurants offer skate now.
Oh, skate. Yeah, I'm not a skate fan.
It's kind of like a stingray, bat ray-ish kind of fish.
And it kind of ends up being mushy if you don't cook it right.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan.
Yeah. Well, this has been a fishy.
I know.
Segment so far. If you are opposed to sushi and would like to do things other than eat raw fish.
If you're crazy like that.
Yeah. Then there are other things for you to do this weekend. Actually, there's a lot for you to do. And a lot of it ends up being around fall themed stuff. PSL excluded.
I had a very basic fall weekend. So I'm all into this.
Wait, does that include the cat show?
No, I did go see our coworker Liz's musical.
Oh, how was it?
Yeah, it was really fun. Although I got there kind of late and I was in the back, and since it was a community center, it didn't have the elevated seats. So being in the back, there were a lot of things in the front of the stage I think I missed. There was a lot of laughter that I didn't understand because I think I was missing some visual cues. But the all of the songs were really well done, and the singing was really beautiful in it.
That's good.
Yeah.
But
if you're not going to a cat-themed musical.
Yeah, if you're not going to a cat-themed musical this weekend, there are some great options. First off, to kick off your weekend, In Bed by 10 Dance Party is 6 to 9 p.m. And this is, I would say, probably my jams. They don't play the EDM music. It's all of your favorite pop jams.
I'm more into poppy stuff.
Yeah, from the 80s, 90s, and today.
Okay.
As my
today's
radio
hits?
Voice. Yeah, today's hits.
Oh, wait, Josh, you got to do your commercial DJ voice.
Best hits of the 70s, 80s, and 90s, and today.
Oh my gosh, I love it.
It's been a while.
It's the best.
That was excellent.
Yes. So, In Bed.
Hot 105. Sorry.
I love it. In Bed by 10 Dance Party is happening on Friday at Spirit. We also have Nightmare on Hillsworth, which is...
Ellsworth, I get it.
A party on Ellsworth.
Okay.
It's their annual Halloween party. Go dressed up. You'll maybe get a prize for being an awesomely dressed Halloween character.
Oh.
And then they'll have, again, talking about pop music, someone that I don't recognize, but there's a pop star going.
Which pop star?
Her name is Zara Larsson.
I am very
drawing a blank, but if you like pop music, I'm sure it'll be fun.
Wait, speaking of Halloween costumes, what are you guys dressing up as?
Oh, gosh. This is such a scary topic.
I can go first.
Yeah.
My daughter's into Greek mythology right now.
That's and beautiful.
Athena is her favorite goddess. So she wants to be Athena. So she's already got the costume put together. She's got like a toga. She's got a stuffed animal owl that's going to sit on her shoulder.
That's so cute.
And I guess I got to come up with a helm of some sort to make it like really fully authentic. But then it became a group concept.
Oh.
So, right. Athena is the daughter of Zeus. According to mythology, Athena emerged from the skull of Zeus, like popped out of his forehead, fully grown. Right. So I'm going to like wear a toga or whatever and a mm-hmm. big fake beard. And I'm going to have a Band-Aid on my forehead.
That's great.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, all the Greek mythology people will get the joke, and everybody else will be like, what's with the Band-Aid?
So wait, you will dress up to go trick-or-treating with your kids?
Yes.
That's awesome. I feel like no one does that.
I never have. It'll be a first, but I'm up for it.
Yeah, I see a lot of other parents that are dressed up.
No. Well, you see sort of half-assed, like, you know,
a cat ear.
Yeah, yes. That
AKA
kind of thing.
My Halloween costume for the past like 10 years. Yeah.
Or like, you know, a pumpkin shirt. Like,
Yeah. Doesn't count. No. Well, good for you.
Thank
dress
you.
Up.
Yeah, yes, I haven't done the costume thing for a while. So.
I hope you also get offered some candy.
I think it's only fair. I mean, let's be real. I'm going to take my cut either way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For walking around.
There's more candy than they can realistically eat.
Yeah.
Or even, you know, medically eat.
I'll have all these Kit Kats.
Or
you can have the Smarties.
Yeah.
I was going to say mentally you can handle all the candy for them to get out of control.
Well, children don't understand that chocolate is better than like the sweet fruity things.
Yeah.
So
but don't
I can be
teach
like,
them.
Oh, just take those Kit Kats off your hands.
Those are the best.
Kit Kats are the best.
Yeah. Anyway, so on Saturday we have shops.
Wait. You didn't say what your costume's going to be.
Yeah, I feel like it was a little evasive.
Oh, sorry, guys.
You tried to just like cruise right past that.
Wait, so yours is going to be cat ears.
No. No, actually, I think we're going to do Bob's Burgers.
Okay. Oh, yes.
Yeah. Okay. So I have to work on my Linda Belcher voice.
I'm horrible at this. You think I would be fantastic, but I am pretty lame in terms of figuring out something last minute. I know. It is very surprising. I feel like it's
the
lamest. I go to the Halloween store and pick out something girly and call it a day. I think I was a Greek goddess once. I think I was Snow White once.
You should be like Rosie the Riveter, because I feel like that has kind of like the vintage-y look that you like and just like strong woman.
What do you need? Just
yeah, you can pull that off. You need like a handkerchief for your head.
Yeah. And you got to just pose.
You need
with
some
your
guns.
Arm,
pose a lot with
red
lipstick.
Off your biceps.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Good thoughts.
Do the pose
guys.
Quick.
The. Ugh.
Yeah. Yeah. You can pull that
okay.
off.
Okay. All right. You have got the muscles.
We can do it.
Okay. All right. Good thoughts. We'll think about that.
You just have to walk around all night in that position or people won't get the
yeah,
reference.
My arm's tired, guys. Okay. Well, I'll be thinking of this. We'll brainstorm a little bit more. We have a couple weeks, right? It's October 4th.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's plenty of time.
It's the day after Mean Girls Day.
It always sneaks up on you, though.
Yes, I know it does. Well, okay. Am I allowed to go on and talk about other things?
Yes, you can.
You may continue. Yes.
Okay. So the South Side is having a block party around the Highway Robbery, which is the best vintage store, one of the best vintage stores. So they're going to be doing a block party with tons of awesome music. There will be, I like this, people put in event descriptions things that are vague but very intriguing. Legendary Pittsburgh staples, including some different DJs and music. So I don't know. I'm into it. Free drinks, which I think anyone
you
could
got
be
me
into.
There.
And then you'll be able to shop down the street as well. I'm sure they'll have some deals. So you can do that from 5 to 9 in the South Side. Or I should say, also in the South Side, they're going to be doing a fall food fest with Truck or Treat featuring many different food trucks. Between.
I feel like there should be like a fall food truck that's like just apple cider, pumpkin pies.
Oh my gosh.
Chili, meatloaf.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There should just be a seasonal truck and they change every season.
Yes. Awesome. Yeah. Oh my God. Trademark social club.
Yeah.
Seasonal food truck.
Okay.
That's like 7 or 8 food truck concepts that we have now claimed.
I know, that is
show.
True. We do. I was
so creating the paper trail. When those inevitably come around, we can sue them.
Because you wanted to do a Nordic. food truck, right,
Josh? It's going to happen. Yeah, one day, Nordic cuisine. It's a giant hole in the food truck market that nobody's willing to step in and fill. So I guess it's up to me.
Well, maybe we'll see the Nordic food truck down in the South Side. Ones you will definitely see are Nakama, Pittsburgh Pierogi, Franctuary, Oh My Grill, Pittsburgh Crepes, BRGR, and Miss Meatball. So good list. Also, if you are into something called pumpkin beer,
I'm slightly familiar.
They will be doing Pumpkin Fest 5 at Blue Dust, which is in Homestead. And the event description is very simple. 20 plus pumpkin beers, house infused cocktails, live music, food trucks. Done.
That's all you need to know.
Right. Sold. So that's from 1 to 10 p.m. down at the waterfront. We also have, if you're fans of The Big Lebowski, which I feel like it's such a cult following that...
I feel like all millennial-aged people are.
This is transcended cult status. It is mainstream culture now.
Well, they're doing an annual event back at Spirit. So you can just spend your whole weekend at Spirit. You could probably stay overnight in a corner, dark corner, and no one would notice. It's true. It's probably really true. On Saturday at 3 p.m., they will be doing, obviously, White Russians and a costume contest. And I'm sure everyone will get their Big Lebowski on at Spirit.
I feel like I love the idea of, like, dueling Lebowski costumes.
No one ever goes as the titular Big Lebowski. Nobody, do they? I don't know. I've never seen
everyone does the
guy
dude.
In a suit in a wheelchair.
Oh,
everyone does the dude.
Everyone does the dude.
I guess,
but there are two
commitment.
Lebowskis.
Well, we'll challenge you to a costume contest duel.
Yeah, I feel like you could. That's another underserved market you could nab there.
Mm-hmm. Yep, free idea.
Just giving out all these free ideas today.
I feel like mine and Rachel's kind of like blank look just says that we're not huge Lebowski.
I know.
I saw it once in college.
I wish we had been videotaping all these because I would like to make a super cut of you two just looking blankly at me.
Like, sometimes.
What?
Yeah.
This is how I look most of the time, Josh.
This is your face. Okay, well, let's talk about some intellectual discussions, because on Sunday at Smallman Galley, Chef Brian from the group of Spoon, Grit and Grace, or G&G Noodle Bar, I should say, and BRGR will be doing a talk, which I know it's super nerdy of me, but I love hearing, and well, this is my job, so I love hearing from business owners. I love hearing how they came to be, why they're doing what they're doing, why they're doing what they're doing in Pittsburgh. I just find it fascinating. So they have been hosting these Beyond the Menu talks at Smallman Galley, and Brian will be speaking on Sunday at 3 p.m. And so you can hear from him, and he'll be talking about his personal journey. And
do you think we could get the pork belly recipe out of him?
I doubt it.
Is amazing.
I would probably say a strong no, but you could ask him. Just raise your hand
him.
And ask him.
You could just tweet me the recipe. That'd be great.
Yeah. I don't know if he would give it to you, but it's worth a
try. Understandable.
We also have Smoketoberfest 2016, which is at Roundabout Brewery. They're going to actually be closing down the street right next door to them, not Butler, don't worry. And they're going to have everything smoked, pretty much. Blowfish Barbecue is one that pops out at me as being delicious. They have Leona's ice cream sandwiches. Yeah.
Wait, how is that smoked? Do they make a smoked ice cream?
I don't know. We'll see.
I'm curious. Maybe that could just be a sweet treat. But
well, I've had some smoked beers before that have been pretty delicious. So I'd be interested to see what they come up with at Roundabout. It's 4 to 8 p.m. on Sunday. Sounds like something that's right up Josh's alley.
Yep. It's a pretty great alley.
It's pretty black and white in terms of what alleys you'll head
down. Nordic food and beer.
Predictable.
Yes. Yeah. And then we'll round out the weekend with Neighborhood Flea, which is always a great choice because who doesn't love to shop, especially considering
Me.
This... Well, okay. Not Josh.
What? You have bought at least two shirts in like the last 6 months that we know of. So
yeah, and
it was
misery.
Oh my gosh.
There's nothing I hate worse than shopping for clothes.
Sure. I like to say it's not necessarily that I like shopping. I just like spending money.
Well, yeah, I can get on board with that. I'm all for compulsive spending. Yeah.
Very true.
Definitely do that.
But you can be compulsive at Neighborhood Flea.
Okay.
And you can also get some delicious food and maybe find some cool housewares that are appealing to you. I don't know. I'm trying really hard.
Some things to decorate the pirate ship treehouse.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Art. There will be art there as well as vintage items and food. So you got it all covered. It's a pretty busy weekend.
Also, you guys, this past weekend, I went to Sorgel's for their fall fest.
Oh,
delicious.
Yeah.
It was super fun. And it's going on through, I think, the end of the month.
Are there apple cider donuts at Sorgel's?
Yes. And mm-hmm. I bought a bunch of them and
did
ate a bunch
them?
Of them. I did not. I apologize.
Because you ate them all?
I put my like sick, grubby fingers like all over them, though. So maybe I don't want them.
No. Yeah.
But they're, oh my goodness.
Josh is like, I'll take it.
And you didn't pick your own pumpkins out of the pumpkin patch? Mm-hmm. I literally had to break the stem off of some of them. Mm-hmm.
There are.
Very exciting for me.
Well, it shouldn't be surprising, actually, because once you drive, 20 plus minutes outside of the city, it ends
up that far.
Being farm-ish country, right? Maybe like 30 minutes.
Yeah, it's not that.
But there's a ton of farms surrounding our area. So I tried to count at one point. I think there has to be over 10 to 20 different farms around the Pittsburgh area. And then if you want to venture, like 45-ish.
That are like agritourism farms that are have some kind of
yes, have appeal. Have yeah. a hay
come
maze or something.
Not
or,
just yeah. like there's a barn.
Yeah, a barn and cows. That doesn't cut it. But if you have
apple
hay
cider
mazes,
donuts.
Yeah. Apple.
And I didn't know that Sorgel's has a bless you. I also didn't realize until this weekend that Sorgel's has an arsenal, like a small arsenal cider house.
A satellite location.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I drank my fair share of cider this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Where do you go for a good corn maze around here?
They had one at Sorgel's. It looked very small. I didn't actually go through it.
Again, there are a plethora
I thought we mentioned
options.
One. Triple B.
If
triple
you're playing B's. The social club drinking game at home, take a shot.
I said obviously on PTL like 5 times yesterday, and I was like, I need to cut that out. So there are a lot of different farms around the area that serve all of those needs. But apple cider donuts are so popular. So Sorgel's, Triple B's, and we have to find out where the other ones are. Like
yeah,
specifically apple cider.
We'll try to maybe link some.
I wonder if the pub chip shop that has very good donuts makes apple cider donuts too.
Ooh. Mm. You know, I've had their donuts a bunch of times, but when people have brought them to me into the office. So I've not actually been there and seen
them. Let's investigate that.
I'm going to tweet them right now.
So we're just gonna wait until the tweet comes back?
No, it's okay. We can
just let the tape roll.
We can wrap this up.
Tune in next week to see what their response
cliffhanger.
Is.
Cliffhanger.
Yeah. Dun, dun, dun.
All right. Well, until next week then.
Yes.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
See ya.
Our vast criminal justice system forces us to think about big issues, but what can we learn from one case, just one, in which we dive deep and learn every detail?
You have to force yourself to have an open mind, which is not a passive thing to do.
We talk with Serial host and co-producer Sarah Koenig on the Criminal Injustice Podcast. Find it on iTunes, SoundCloud, and WESA.FM.
Pittsburgh.
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 Pittsburgh's NPR news station.
This is 90.5 FM.
WESA Pittsburgh.
Streaming at WESA.FM.